Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
In just over 2 months' time, we will find ourselves in Nashville, and we want you to be with us. It's a Sabres Road Crew party in Nashville. It is a Monday afternoon watch party with Sabres fans and alumni on Monday, January 19th. Yes, we will be in Nashville, but the team is going to be in Carolina, and we'll be watching that game with you, hopefully. And then, of course, the next night, the Sabres are in Nashville to take on the Predators. So, as always, these terrific Road Crew events. Proceeds support the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot, sabres.com/roadcrew. Shayna Goldman from The Athletic, will you join us for said road crew party?
I think me and Nashville, like, it's a curse that can't happen. Because
the draft, you couldn't get there.
Yes. I was supposed to meet up with you guys and do an episode, if I remember right, and I spent 9 hours in an airport instead. So I fear, and this is a trip we've tried to replan and things come up. I think Nashville is a city I'll never make it to.
And with the way travel is going on right now, and you don't want to chance it, so I can totally see it. Oh, Shayna, let me ask you this, because we talked about Hart Trophy conversation. Nathan MacKinnon last night, we saw him against the Sabres. We're going to see Connor McDavid on Monday. But I feel like, okay, so if a team goes 0-10-2 without said player in the last 2 years, where this player misses games, so 0-10-2, would that player be considered a most valuable player when he's in the lineup? And I'm talking about Rasmus Dahlin, obviously. So without him, they're 0-10-2 in the last 2 years. Like, that's obviously pretty valuable when he's on the roster and playing.
Yeah, I mean, that spells it out pretty perfectly. Definitely most valuable player, I think, to get the next step to the Hart Trophy conversation, because we know how everybody is with the voting. And this is, we're going to redo the way voting is done one day. We're slowly chipping away at it, okay? I don't think you need to be a playoff team. I think you need to be in the bubble, right? The day the Sabres are in that bubble is the day we're finally going to hear Rasmus Dahlin hype for the Hart Trophy, because, you know, he definitely deserves it. He's someone that has that Hart Trophy potential. I think he has Norris Trophy potential when you go by all the criteria. He checks off those boxes. But yeah, it's a huge thing. He is a vital part of their game in every single facet, right? It's all the little things along with the big scoring moments. So I think all of that, you know, culminates to someone who is MVP caliber for sure.
Which team is must watch for you right now, every night?
Okay, so it was Montreal in the first couple weeks of the season.
You got hyped on Montreal early in the year.
You know, it was exciting, and I liked watching the goaltending situation develop and all of that, and now I want nothing to do with it. I mean, I had to turn that game off last night. I feel like lately I'm cursed because I have Sam Montembeau on my fantasy team, so I'm staying away from them.
There's bias here.
Of course. There always is. Come on. if I had to go outside of that now, I would say two teams come front of mind. Anaheim is very interesting to me. I think it's intriguing to see how good the offense has become. I think the defense, after the first couple games, has trended up. And I think Detroit intrigues me a lot, too. I don't think Dylan Larkin gets enough hype for all that he does. He's someone, like Darlene, all of the little details, too. And his goal last night, I think, showed that perfectly. Playing it right when Bennett Sinacki was trying to hit him. And just the way he, like, manages the situation, he has the skill. But since he's not a first-line center at the caliber of a Connor McDavid, he's not going to get that same hype.
What do you make of, like, the Philadelphia Flyers? And I'm only saying because they're right on the bubble, right? You could say they're 8-5-3. They're doing pretty good, but they have some of their guys like Michkov slowed down. Owen Tippett, I think it was like 1 point in 11 games or something. Like, what do you make of the Flyers and how they're constructed and having some of their big guys maybe not performing, but still getting results?
They're an interesting one because, like, when you think about a rebuilding team, you don't ever think defensive structure, right? Like, that's something that tends to come after the fact. It's like, wow, look at the upside. And we think upside, we think scoring, and we think exciting offense. And that's not the Flyers in any which way, right? Like, they held on to the defensive structure they got in the John Tortorella era. But I am not the biggest Rick Tocchet believer. I think in Arizona he had his moments, but I think with Vancouver, like, they always overperformed. That those question marks below the surface offensively didn't get answered enough. I think they got better defensively under him. And now, you know, he comes into Philly and some of the quotes coming out have been interesting of like, they don't understand the system offensively enough. How like they used to be so acclimated to just get into the offensive zone and then let your creativity and your reads take over. And I do like that. I think you need some sort of basic structure, but I like the idea of reads over necessarily set plays sometimes. Mm-hmm. But this is a team that I question that offensive system in the first place, right? Like, I don't know if it's a flawed system and that's why the players aren't grasping it. I don't know if it's not instructed properly or if there's just not nearly enough offensive talent that you would never see it come to fruition anyway here. So that's what holds me back with them.
Well, I'll say this. Most teams have players that have room for improvement offensively outside of Colorado. But the Rangers and Flyers are tied for second best in the league at 2.56 goals against. So it is a very strong foundation right now, I believe, under Tocchet, that has allowed them to have a 594 points percentage, which is likely going to be good enough if they sustain it to get into the playoffs. And Michkov has goals in three consecutive games, so he's warming here. The challenge will be, you know, can Tippett cash in on some of these chances that he's still getting? But I think they're an interesting team amidst many across the league right now. Like, for me, when I asked you about the must-watch, like, it's San Jose. It's every night San Jose.
But San Jose, that's a good one, yeah.
But this week, crazily, like, they won the Minnesota game, probably shouldn't have, and then they got dominated again by Calgary, of all teams, and lost that game getting blanked. So I don't know if we're going to see, a major correction here for this San Jose team or if it's just a blip, and then they get back on home ice and they feel what they have felt most of the year.
I mean, I don't think they're going to be good, but it's the same as last year, honestly. Like, I think the thing with the Sharks is that they can stay in games longer than you would expect. And now that they have very capable goaltending, like, they're going to get those timely saves. But they are so much fun. They are so much fun to watch. I remember last year on the broadcast, they were saying, like, they're the most fun bad team you've ever seen. And it's, like, it's honestly true because the vibes are there, the skill is there, the elite, generational, whatever you want to call Celebrini. And I use that word very carefully, but to me, that is, like, an elite, elite, elite player who's going to just keep, you know, getting better and better. And I think Eklund and Smith, like, you see the makings of this next core. It's like they've gotten there quicker than, say, Chicago, and now you're starting to see it come together in Chicago, and you're like, this is interesting, this is exciting. I also think we all... maybe not. Some people love defense. And listen, I love defense as much as the next person. But I think we like high event hockey and we're so excited by that, right? Like, we might win, but we might die is one of the most fascinating things to watch. Like, because then you are getting those exciting goaltending saves too. Because how many times is it a goalie makes a perfectly positionally sound save, but they're not going to get the hype, even though it's like they did all the right things all along, but it's not flashy, which you would get from like some terrible defensive breakdown, forcing them to go laterally. Like, that's what we want to see, and I think that's why the Sharks are so endearing, because the games are like that every single night.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What is happening in Washington? Is this Spencer Carberry coach of the year, like, coming down to earth a little bit the next year, or Ovechkin only with 4 goals? Like, what are we seeing in Washington that puts them, you know, basically at the bottom, second last in the Eastern Conference right now?
Yeah, they're definitely an interesting one. I think some of it's like a little bit of an overcorrection because last year they did ride a high shooting percentage a bit, but I think it's also the Pierre-Luc Dubois injury, is more impactful than any of us would have thought. And it's because of like those negative connotations with him in the contract. But he was so good as a 2C there last year, and they played such tough minutes. And, you know, it was him and Tom Wilson, I think, just crushing that second line. And now it's like, well, you're forcing Connor McMichael back to center. And not just at center, but to play this big role. And now you need other players to step up to make up for what Ovechkin lacks. And, you know, I think you see the makings of a good team, obviously. Like, to me, Protas is still going to be really good. I think McMichael will find his footing and be better. But I'm just underwhelmed by them right now. And it's just like this interesting transition phase where I feel like they got by last year with this, like, depth approach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I think when you see like little breakdowns in that depth, which they're clearly dealing with, it's like, okay, that's where the chain is breaking. How do you fix that? And I don't think they've had a good enough solution. Like a guy like Beauvillier worked last year for that. But now it's like, okay, maybe could you go for something a little more high end here to just bring up the entire group?
Mm-hmm. It didn't work out yesterday. Yeah, you're right. That, you know, Logan Thompson, that was the first one this year. But it didn't work out against Florida yesterday, and Florida's somehow like finding their groove again. And that's, you know, that's what the Eastern Conference should be worried about, is that Tampa's got a lot of injuries, but they got a little better. Florida's finding their grooves. Like it's going to be a tough race again in the East.
Panthers have won 3 out of 4. We mentioned Marchand and Reinhardt are carrying it from a goal scoring standpoint. The Islanders are hot. They're 5-1-1. They had an unthinkable overtime win last night. Right after they took too many men on the ice, they score shorthanded to beat Vegas, who can't win now. Like Vegas,
and they lost the challenge too. Could have been crushing right there. Like you see it all the time.
Unbelievable. So Islanders are 5-1-1. Schaefer has 14 points already.
Six
NHL
goals, trip. Right? He's tied with Makar for most goals by a defenseman.
It's crazy. Are the Islanders for real because of Schaefer?
I think that I could see them at best in a wild card position. I think I'm very curious how they stick to the process at the deadline, right? Because I think that there are players you could see that they could trade if they want to. Do they go one more year of this for the long term? They totally could. Wouldn't blame them either way at this point, to be honest. But I think with Schaefer, you see two things. One, how unbelievable he is, right? The instant impact, which we don't always get to see from first overall picks, especially defensemen. The other part of it is how flawed that blue line is around him, too. But it seems like they're kind of hitting their stride a little bit more. But I think, you know, Bo Horvat has been unreal so far to start the season. I think guys like Kahneman, like that's a really good addition for them. And you're seeing players like Holmstrom take that next step. And maybe the most important of it all is that Barzal looks great and he's back at center because, you know, since they acquired Bo Horvat, he was playing wing. And last year, you look on the surface and you're underwhelmed by him. And I get it because he's someone that you know has this unbelievable skill set if he would just put it all together at once. And, you know, the score sheet didn't show it last year, but his underlying numbers were just lights out last year. So it's nice to see it now coming together and back at his natural position.
If you had to write an article, 1,000 words on the Toronto Maple Leafs, how would that go? Like, I'm looking around, and obviously a lot of different numbers are being thrown, but I've seen their playoff odds as low as 12%. And with some models, like, I mean, if you're the Leafs and you're staring at a 12% playoff chance, that's not good. So how would your 1,000 words on the Leafs go?
The drama of being a Leaf.
It's falling. The Leafs are falling.
The Leafs are falling. I'm sorry. It's fall. It's the perfect time for that. You know what? I have a lot of issues with the Leafs, and I've had it for a lot of years now. I think the vision is, like, wrong. I think the Shanna plan went wrong. I think hiring Brad Tree Living took this team in the wrong direction. And while I do think that there's value to becoming a better defensive team and finding stable goaltending, and they needed both, right? I feel like the defensive issues sometimes got overhyped because the goaltending wasn't so stable, and now you have Stolarz, and when he's healthy, he's so good. But the secondary scoring was an issue when they had Mitch Marner in the lineup, and now you see the secondary issues are an issue without Mitch Marner in the lineup because you're missing 100 points. The other part of it, too, is the Derek Lalonde of it all. I am fascinated by because he was so good with Tampa Bay as a penalty kill coach and running their defense, right? And then he goes to Detroit, and that is not the case at all, even though he hires an associate coach in Bob Buchner, who was an expert in that in his time in, you know, San Jose in years past. And the two of them together just didn't work. So now he goes to Toronto, and you see how impactful Lane Lambert was. And I think that's great for Lambert to show he could do it outside of Trotz's shadow. But now you're looking at the Lalonde system. It's not working. And the personnel is the problem, but the coaching's a part of it. I think at every level, there are issues there. So I can't wait to see how this unfolds.
Goaltending's a big part of it. All the numbers are off. They're almost dead last in goals against. So it's the old thing. Show me a good coach. Show me a good goalie.
No support, though. I like to see him yelling at his team. I love that because they are hanging him out
right.
dry.
But I think they'll get that.
He's only been over a 4 goals against average since then. So if you're going to do that, you got to back it up. That's
right. Yeah. And I think Joe Wall's going to help, obviously. It's an understatement. I'm a believer. I know this is an unprecedented circumstance for him and the time off that he took. And we'll see how it goes for him. But I think there's, you know, I don't know if you can ever say anyone's bottomed out, but I don't think the Leafs are going any lower than what they are.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
This discourse will just...
By the way, tip of the cap to John Tavares. I mean, my goodness, what a year, again, he is authoring after taking that hometown discount. Like, just...
Duffer is on the Tavares on Team Canada train. That's where he's at.
I really think he's earned it. I know there's nothing in the way of space for him, but I just, you know, for anybody that can remember the decades ago when Canada Cup teams were formed and you were trying to fill in the rosters with superstars who were never going to be Gretzky and Lemieux, but you found a place to put superstars. Yeah. Like, yes, I love Celebrini and Bedard, but John Tavares has over 1,000 points and over 500 goals. And imagine him playing with, like, the greatest Canadian team ever assembled, right? He's not going to look out of place. He's going to be an impactful star. So that's Canada's problem, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, he's not going to look out of place, and he is earning his place on that roster, but I don't care. I want the fun. I'm all for the young guns. I may or may not be writing about this next week. Like, I am. I'm all
Bennett
for it.
And the Wilson against the Tkachuks, and let's go.
Actually, I don't. I'm picking Wilson over Bennett.
Yeah, I'll be too.
And 100%. I would not bring Bennett at all in an Olympic environment with the different rules, and I would go Celebrini or Bedard over him every day of the week.
Yes.
Shayna, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic, and we're looking at young Sabres fans in your life that you want to enjoy exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, special event invites. Sign them up. It's the Sabres Kids Club. Visit sabres.com/kidsclub to join in on all the fun this season. Birthdays and more. Sabres Live continues after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.